Emma, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
So what are you going to be doing this evening now that you're not going to be going to Croke Park?
Well, we were so disappointed that we're not going to Croke Park this evening that we said we'd have our own concert in the back garden. So we have about 40 people coming.
Have you got planning permission now, Emma?
So with their cowboy hats and check shirts, and we have a marquee set up outside, barbecue, and we have a screen and a projector, and we're going to play the Garth Brooks concert on DVD, and hopefully everyone will have a great time.
Have you got planning permission, Emma?
I don't think you need it around here.
And how many nights are you doing it for, Emma? 5, 3, 2, 1? No, Emma's having a problem hearing me there, obviously. Nolene, good afternoon. How are you?
Hello, Philip. How are you?
What are you doing tonight?
I'm going down to my next door neighbour's twin, Bernie, and to her nice back garden also, subject to licence.
Who's the licensing authority on this? Her husband.
But anyway, so we'll be going down there, heading down there and having a bit of fun, hopefully.
You've got a good bit of refund money in your back pocket at this stage, have you?
My tickets. I still haven't.
You haven't yet?
No, I was kind of thinking that maybe the show might still go on, you know.
You were what?
Yeah, I know.
Ah, come on. At this stage, you were still holding out hope. God, you're one of the diehards, aren't you?
Yeah, I know. But, well, anyway, so it still happened. So that means the money is still in the back pocket, anyway. So we are the four girls. We're going to go to see June Rogers. And when he's going to go to June Rogers' Christmas show.
I'm sure she'll be delighted. Not quite Garth Brooks now, but I'm sure she'll be happy nonetheless.
We're keeping the money in the country anyway, huh?
Absolutely. What have you done with the cowboy hats? What have you done with
I think they're just becoming now sun hats at the moment. You know?
And very welcome and very needed they are too. Emma, are you back with us?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, you can hear me now. Have you got the refund money in your back pocket now?
We have. So it's going to go towards the barbecue and stuff tonight.
And tell me, which DVD are you playing?
The one from His Greatest Hits.
Projected up against what?
Against the shed. We have, Dad is just outside making the screen for it now. So we have this big shed, so we're going to put it up on the door of it. We had a test run last night, so it all looks great.
And do you not have to wait for the light to fall before you can actually see the screen?
The barbecue is later, so we'll wait until later on to have our concert.
And you got discount hats as well, did you?
Pardon?
You got discount hats?
Yeah, we did. We went to Dunn's and we got our T-shirts and our hats and everything, so we're all kitted out.
How disappointed were you, Nolene?
Pardon?
Nolene, when you wait.
It was kind of just, it began as a bit of fun and a bit of buzz, you know. And because, as I said, never queued for anybody in my life.
Had you not, really?
Never. No, I think I was only finding the teenager and myself at this age. So I got my husband out of bed because he hadn't been well for a couple of years. And I said, here, drive me down here. And queued in the rain and the wind and everything else. And so excited to get these tickets.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but anyway, the thing is, for people that bought the tickets online, at least we got a little bit of buzz on the queue. Because people were all singing in the rain and everything else.
And you had your own concert at the time, all
right. Yeah. So that was it anyway. But then
when the news came, or when the news started dribbling all this to and fro and backwards and across the Atlantic, what were you thinking?
No, because my sister lives in Las Vegas. And she's horrified. So I'm at sending her out a load of T-shirts now. And she says, oh, please send me out these T-shirts. So they're all reduced now. So I have a pile of them to send out to her. And, you know, the tickets went on sale for Chicago this morning.
Uh-huh.
The Garth Brooks tickets went on sale for Chicago. So, but I just said...
So what? Are you dropping a hint to me there?
Has something out there, huh?
If anybody has the price of a transatlantic ticket for Nolene to spare, would they mind sending it her way? Is that what you're trying to suggest?
And our lovely three friends.
God loves a tryer, Nolene.
That's pushing your luck now a little bit too far, I guess, isn't it?
A little bit. Anyway, enjoy yourself tonight, both of you, you and Emma. Thanks very much.
Okie doke. Take care, Philip. Bye-bye.
All right. What do you all intend on doing? Are you going to spend the money on cheap whiskey and fast women? Have you got special hoedown type parties planned for the night? Or are you just still licking your wounds over it? 1-850-715-815. You're having another Garth Brooks barbecue, Colette.
I am indeed on Sunday afternoon.
And only one day, not five?
Just the one.
And you have your licence?
I have the license for the one day, but yes, the neighbours have all agreed. It's not a problem.
Very good. And what are you doing?
Well, I'm having friends and family and neighbours. I'm having about 60 people up to my back garden. And we've set up fridges and posters and buntings. And my husband's going to barbecue.
60 people? You nearly would need planning permission for 60 people, Colette. That's amazing.
Yes. So my husband's going to barbecue. Everybody's going to bring a few beers. The original plan was they were all coming in jeans and cowboy hats, but I think maybe with this weather, it could be shorts and cowboy hats.
It could indeed. Now, your sister Marie is coming, isn't she?
Oh, she is indeed, yes. Yeah, she's coming up from Wexford.
Marie, you're in the supermarket at the moment. Are you doing a bit of shopping for it?
I am indeed. I've just come outside so I can talk to you because it's noisy in the supermarket.
What are you getting?
Well, we're doing burgers and chicken fillets. Along
Hang on, I thought I was talking to Marie there for a second. Do the two of you sound very similar? Marie?
Yes, that's me here. Oh, Marie is there with you.
Marie, are you looking forward to it?
Oh, God, I'm living for it. Yeah, roll on Sunday, as I said, yeah. My job was to make the barbecue sauce.
For 60 people? You'd be making it by the bucket load.
Well, they can dip into it anyway, you know. So first come, first served.
Sounds like it's going to be a good day. And you're giving money to charity out of this, Colette, are you?
Well, yes. Well, it was Marie saw it on Facebook, I think. They had suggested people doing it for charities. So we decided, well, I mean, if people are going to be not spending 70 and 80 euro huge money on tickets to see Garth Brooks now, they can throw a few bob into my bucket for charity, and we're going to send it out to Brother Kevin.
Very good. All right, ladies, I hope you enjoy yourselves. Have a good weekend. And to everybody else listening too, thank you very much. The BCO was Laura Lee Davis, sound by Tom Norton, research by Ailish O'Shea. Producers, Angus McAnally, and our series producer is Siobhan Hawk. Olin McGowan is on his way now, as you just heard there, from Burr Castle with the Mooney programme.